Topic 7.2 is to describe the structure of a muscle fibre and explain the structural and physiological differences between fast and slow twitch muscle fibres. The main protein found in the animal muscle cells that functions as an oxygen storage unit is myoglobin. You've already seen hemoglobin, which is found in the red blood cells in the blood. Oxygen transfers much more readily to myoglobin than hemoglobin. So we can say that myoglobin has a higher oxygen affinity than hemoglobin. So what happens is in the tissues, the transfer is favoured from the blood to the muscles of oxygen. If you're a diving vertebrate, so something like a whale or possibly a seal, then you'll have increased myoglobin in the muscles. There's one chain of myoglobin compared to four of hemoglobin, and if you look at an oxygen dissociation curve, you will see that myoglobin has an even higher affinity for oxygen than fetal hemoglobin. Muscle tissue itself is the active contractile tissue of the body. Its function is to produce force, which powers locomotion or movement inside organs. The muscle itself could be skeletal, it could be smooth, it could be cardiac. We're going to look at cardiac muscle in a bit more detail later, but most of what you're going to look at is skeletal muscle. So each muscle itself is surrounded by a membrane called a sarcolemma. The fluid inside this muscle is called the sarcoplasm, and within the sarcolemma we have a load of myofibrils containing myofilaments, and the myofilaments themselves contain actin and myosin proteins. And when we look at those proteins, when we do the sliding filament theory, we will see how they slide past each other. There are generally two types of muscle fibres. The slow twitch muscle fibres tend to be oxidative. So when you come to learn about respiration, you will learn that they go through the entire cellular respiration cycle, through glycolysis, link reaction, Krebs cycle, oxidative phosphorylation. Because they're oxidative, they require a large and rich blood supply. They will have very high myoglobin levels and many mitochondria. Okay. If you look at the other type of muscle fibre, these are referred to as fast twitch muscle fibres. They are glycolytic, that means they're anaerobic. So the only type of respiration that's going to go on is just that first stage, glycolysis. Now, the body doesn't need oxygen for glycolysis, so you can get away with a poor blood supply. And because it doesn't need to extract oxygen from the blood, it has low myoglobin levels and very few mitochondria. So if you turn your attention towards an organism with muscles that you're probably much more familiar with and look at your Nando's chicken, then you will find the light meat, which is the breast and wing, is fast twitch because it's anaerobic, it's glycolytic, there's little myoglobin in there. The thigh and leg is slow twitch, it's much darker, that's due to the myoglobin, and it's oxidative. So chickens spend their time walking around, pecking the ground. They use the thighs and legs all the time and have to keep up sustained movement on them. If they're going to flap their wings or attempt to fly, then that's going to be very much an anaerobic activity. So they won't require a lot of oxygen for that. They'll need to be able to move things very quickly. You can compare slow twitch and fast twitch muscles in athletes. Slow twitch muscles you'll find in long distance and marathon runners. Fast twitch muscles fibers are all in the sprinters. The sarcomere itself is the bit that you'll see as a darkened patch under a light microscope, and we're going to look at that in more detail now.